Here's a thought I'll title, The Sharpest Aperture. For reasons that are probably as varied as there are photographers, it seems as though lots and lots of photographers these days want to make the sharpest picture possible. And certainly that's an aesthetic that has lots and lots of application. But pursuing the sharpest image involves quite a number of variables. Things like camera shake or movement when we're hand-holding the camera, and slow shutter speeds come to mind. But one that I find that most photographers ignore, which is too bad because it's incredibly important, is the aperture itself. And I'm not talking about depth of field. I'm talking about which aperture is the sharpest in your lens. I wonder if any of you remember the Photolab Index and its wonderful PLI lens test chart. I used that for decades with every single lens that I've ever owned. I follow the instructions, I photograph as I'm supposed to, and it gives me, literally, decades worth of comparisons because it equalizes the way each lens is used so that they are comparable results. The PLI lens test chart will test for all kinds of things. And believe me, this is not an advertisement for the PLI lens test chart because I'm not sure you can even get it still. Maybe you can, I don't know. But one of the things that it will test for you is the sharpest aperture and how much fall off there are in the corners and whether or not there's barrel distortion or pincushion distortion, all kinds of stuff. But right now I'm just focusing on which is the sharpest aperture. So basically what you do is you take a whole series of pictures at every aperture in your camera, and then you simply take a look at them, and it'll be obvious which is the sharpest aperture. And like I say, you need to not confuse this with depth of field. Depth of field is a completely different property. I'm just talking about when you're photographing in this case, a flat object like a test chart, which aperture renders the most detail with the sharpest rendition. No fuzziness to it, no slight blur. With each and every lens you have, which is the sharpest aperture? If you don't know that, if you're just guessing that stopping down a stop or two will get you the sharpest aperture, you may be absolutely wrong. I've had lenses that the sharpest aperture was wide open, and they get progressively worse the more I stop down. I've had other lenses that the sharpest aperture was f/16, stopped down enough that you start to worry about things like diffraction. But nonetheless, f/16 is the sharpest aperture on that lens. If you just guess, you don't know. And if you don't know, you can't take advantage of the sharpest aperture in the lens. So it's the first thing I do whenever I get a new lens, is I run it through the lens test chart. And that does a couple of things for me. First is it tells me if the lens is manufactured properly or there's a defect or whatever the case may be, because it'll show up. And second, it'll tell me what the sharpest aperture is, and I can file that note away either in my brain or I actually have a little notebook where I keep all this information. So whenever I pull out that lens, I'll know which is the sharpest aperture, and in case that's my objective, which is to make the sharpest photograph possible, then that's the aperture I know I need to use. Obviously, this doesn't pertain to every photograph, because sharpness is only one characteristic of an image. But when sharpness is an incredibly important characteristic in the image that you're making, you need to know what your sharpest aperture is. And the only way you'll know that is not by reading manufacturers' recommendations, or not even by watching YouTube reviews or other analysis of a lens, because every lens might be ever so subtly different. There are manufacturing tolerances in lenses, and you'll know only when you test. Fortunately, with digital cameras, this is a very quick procedure because you don't have to develop film and look at things under a loop and all that. You can just load it up in your computer and it'll tell you almost instantly which is the sharpest. And furthermore, how much sharpness you lose when you're not photographing at that sharpest aperture.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.